Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Scooby-Doo, Vietnam. By Rorschach's Blot. The gang had just solved the mystery of the flying cactus and had gone to one of the local diners to celebrate. Golly, Fred took a sip of his soda. That was a tough adventure. It sure was, man, Shaggy agreed. Like, I don't know how I got through it. Rah, Scooby agreed. Excuse me, the soda jerk called out. Is there a Shaggy Roberts in here? Like, that's me, Shaggy stood up. Phone call for you, sir. The man handed Shaggy a phone. Thanks, man. Shaggy held the phone up to his ear. What can I do for you, man? Shaggy? The voice sounded hesitant. Yeah, man, Shaggy agreed. I'm Lisa Banks? Tony Banks' wife? The voice replied. How's he doing? Shaggy perked up. He died 2 days ago. Lisa's voice cracked. I'm very sorry to hear that, Shaggy slumped. Is there anything I can do for you? I was hoping that you could come to the funeral, Lisa replied. Tony always talked about you, and I was just hoping you could come. It took me 2 days to find you, and I just hope you can come. I'll be there, Shaggy had a lump in his throat. Where is it? In Saginaw, California, the reply came in a whisper. It's tomorrow. I don't know where you are, but...
Just where is it? In Saginaw, California. Don't worry about an address.
I'm not far away, Shaggy replied. I'll be there. It will be at the Parkfield National Cemetery okay. At 5 in the afternoon.
I guess Lisa his replied, egg on my face.
Thank you. I'll see you then, Shaggy nodded. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye. The rest of the gang watched with undisguised curiosity as Shaggy spent several minutes on the phone. What was all that about, Shaggy? Velma asked with a raised eyebrow. I gotta go do something for a few days. Shaggy tried to project an image of false cheer. I'll meet you guys in Arizona. What do you have to do? Nothing much. Shaggy gave Scooby a pat on the head. Take care of Scoob while I'm gone. We will, but... Thanks. Shaggy gave another false smile and walked out of the diner. I've never seen Shaggy leave food behind, Daphne bit her lower lip. What do you suppose is wrong? You know, Shaggy, Fred smiled. It was probably someone with a new mystery for us
to
solve.
Oh my god, what a fucking psychopath.
And you think Shaggy would rush off to solve it by himself? Velma like, eyebrows shot up.
This fucking author got Fred spot on. I'll give them that.
No, Fred shook his head. I think Shaggy would find a place to hide for a few days. I don't know, Fred. Daphne shook her head. I don't know. Some time passes. Shaggy took a few minutes to throw some clothes into his old duffel bag before heading to the bus station. One ticket to Saginaw. Shaggy carefully slid a few tens across the counter. Here you are. The attendant handed him a ticket. Next bus will be here in about 2 minutes. Should get you to Saginaw by tomorrow night. Thanks, man. Shaggy nodded. Shaggy slept most of the way to Saginaw, but was half starved when he got off the bus. Like, excuse me, Shaggy stopped the first man he came to. But would you know what time it is? 4:45, the man replied. Then, could you tell me the way to the Parkfield National Cemetery? Looked like food would have to wait. Take a left at the next intersection and go straight, the man gestured. It's a big hill. You can't miss it. Thanks, man. Shaggy shouldered his bag and began walking. And it didn't take him long to reach his destination. Shaggy? A woman in black approached nervously. Yeah? Shaggy gave a sad nod. Sorry we have to meet like this. Come and stand next to me, she took him by the arm. There aren't many people that could make it. I'm sure they wanted to, Shaggy blinked away tears. The funeral was a sad affair. And through it all...
Oh! You kidding?
Shaggy felt numb inside. Would you come with me to get something to eat? Lisa whispered. Oh, no. Lisa wiped the tear off her cheek.
Is Shaggy gonna fuck his fucking friend?
I have some questions I need to ask you about Tony. Yeah, Shaggy gave a distracted nod. Sure. Lisa led Shaggy to the car, and they drove to a small diner. I used to work here while he was away. Lisa shook her head. I was so happy when he came home. Yeah, Shaggy nodded. Well, Lisa took a breath. There's no sense sitting in the parking lot. Let's go in. Yeah, Shaggy nodded again. I guess we better.
Fuck, I hope he nods a third time.
The two of them entered the diner and found a table. What can I get for you? The waitress smiled. I want everything from here. Shaggy pointed to a spot near the top of the menu. To here. Are you sure you can eat all that? The waitress' eyes bulged. Yeah, Shaggy nodded. I usually get more, but I don't have much of an appetite today. And you, ma'am? The waitress turned to Lisa. Just some coffee, thanks. Lisa attempted a smile. I'll have it right out. The waitress folded her notebook and walked back to the kitchen. So, Shaggy sighed. How did you meet Tony? Lisa gave a sad smile.
I'm forgetting who this is about. Like, whenever it's talking about, like, the fucking guy's wife or whatever, I forget who it's about. And then I remember it, it's funny all over again.
It was my first day in country. Shaggy's eyes unfocused. They started calling for volunteers. And I didn't want to do most of the jobs they called out until they got to dog handler. I've always liked dogs. Go on, Lisa nodded. They partnered me up with Tony and gave us our dogs, Shaggy smiled. I had a bottle of mouthwash filled with whiskey, and he had a can of tuna and some salami. Thank you, Lisa closed her eyes. I have another question.
Tony Shaggy's origin of his love of food?
It's a question that Tony wanted to ask, but never got around to. Go ahead, Shaggy nodded. He said that you were the bravest man he'd ever met, Lisa. Look Shaggy in the eye. Me? Shaggy began laughing.
That was until I saw a fucking creeper, man.
You put me. I was afraid every moment I was in that country.
You put me in front of Charlie and I won't blink. You give me the spooky spade duke and I shit my pants.
Shaggy getting even more southern. He and a knob turned fused in with Forrest Gump. But you still did your job, Lisa's hands clenched. What happened to you? Tony kept track of all your adventures with Mr. Yink, and you could never reconcile the man that would run at the slightest hint of trouble with the man that saved his life.
Who's fucking spouting that shit? Are they telling that to the police? Are they telling the police that Shaggy's a fucking coward, dude?
Did Tony ever tell you what happened? Shaggy sighed. I'd like to hear it from you. Lisa looked up at the approaching waitress. Here's your food. The waitress put several plates on the table. Call me if you need anything. Okay. Shaggy waited until the waitress left. It wasn't anything special. The area we were in was supposed to be peaceful. Nothing had happened for weeks. The first sign that something was wrong was when the mines exploded. And I don't remember much from those first few minutes. I think that's when Tony got hit and when his dog got killed. Then what happened? Lisa leaned forward. We picked up our wounded and started back to the LZ, Shaggy replied. Then what happened?
Then what happened? Just let him continue on with this fucking story.
I looked around and I couldn't find Tony or my dog. So I went
then
back
what
to
happened?
Them. I found Tony by his dog. I don't know how he got left behind, but I guess that things like that happen.
Shaggy's... I like that they didn't bother to name the dogs.
Shaggy's hands began to shake. I bandaged Tony as best as I could and carried him to meet the helicopter. He told me you went back for some reason. To find my dog. Shaggy took deep breaths. We were partners and I couldn't leave him behind. I went back and I found him. He wasn't doing so good, so I had to... A tear slid down Shaggy's cheek. Well, I must have forgotten to tell someone to wait for me, because when I got back to the LZ, just in time to watch the choppers fly off without me... What did you do? I spent the next week and a half walking to the nearest fire support base. Shaggy clenched his hands. I'd never been so hungry or so scared in all my life. I imagine, Lisa nodded. The first thing I did was eat an entire box of sea rations. Shaggy had a sour look on his face. I just couldn't stop myself. I don't ever want to be hungry again.
We need an origin story for why Shaggy's a hungry guy.
So why are the stories about you and Mr. Ink so different from the stories I hear about you in Vietnam? Something in me broke, Shaggy sighed. I used up every bit of courage I had in the jungle. And when I got home, I put every bit of food I could find into my stomach. I just can't stand the thought of being hungry again. I see, Lisa sighed. Thank you. Do your friends know that I spent 9 months in Vietnam? Shaggy raised an eyebrow. I never told them. They didn't notice you were gone? They were all away at their first year of college, Shaggy picked up a stack of pancakes. It wasn't until the second we got back together and started touring the country. By that time, there wasn't any point in worrying about the draft, and the gang decided to look me up again. They all figured that I'd spent 2 years completing my first. You never told them? They'd never understand, Shaggy shook his head. Fred still lives in a world where people never die. And the girls, well, I guess they're all the same. Thank you. Lisa finished her coffee. Do you need a place to stay tonight? No, Shaggy shouldered his duffel. I'm gonna go meet up with the gang to do what I... To do that, I got a bus to catch. Finn. That was a full reading of Rorschach's Blot's seminal 2006 piece, Vietnam, Shaggy Roger. Well, excuse me, a Shaggy Roberts story.
Shaggy Roberts. Well, everybody, nobody is going to have as much fun as I did listening to this, but thank you for joining us.
This is the finale of Scooptember this year.
We've had a good Scooptember, and can't wait to see you guys next year.
You gotta stop laughing. We can't start this laughing.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I will be laughing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.